everybody. This is Dave Caramel, and I'm your philanthropist. And once again, I'm really excited about our guest today. And we're going to continue with our tradition that we started last week with Mark Fader, head of school at the Williams School up in New London, Connecticut. And it's going to be really kind of short and sweet and to the point. And we've asked some of our partners and our colleagues in the industry to really reach out to us with one or two questions that's kind of been gnawing at them and see if we could come up with some solutions that may help them moving forward. So anyway, so today's guest, again, just a philanthropy pro, has been in the field just a really long time, knows what's happening, knows how to succeed in a campaign, can make an ask with the best of them, just an overall great guy. It's Drew Gagner. He has dual roles with Common Spirit Health. He's the vice president for philanthropy for the Northern California division. But in addition to that role, he's also the president of the Dominican Hospital Foundation. So Drew, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, David.
It's good to see you. Hey, so can you share with us what your question is?
Yes. Yeah, David, our team seems to have all the answers with our close friends and current benefactors. We're great at working moves management with this group, but we struggle engaging the disaffected and not currently connected. Our question is, what are the appropriate first moves and action plans that we should make with a prospect or even a disaffected past donor to get them into the giving cycle?
Now that's, wow, that's a great question, right? Because we become perpetual cultivators with those that we know and that have been kind of longtime friends and supporters. And we look at our list of maybe some former friends that have fallen to the wayside, or even some suspects that we need to qualify. And that's hard, right? That's the hardest part about our job, is how do we qualify or provide service recovery to bring somebody back into the family? So, you know, I kind of like to go almost old school on this, in that I like to sit down with, maybe it's my board or my foundation or my development team, and really kind of put together a hierarchy of all those individuals that have maybe fallen, for whatever reason, are not in the family anymore. And then trying to figure out who the best contact is, who the best person is, and what's the best move to get there. Sort of like you would do if you were in a feasibility study for a campaign, right? You want to see the best people that are going to really kind of be honest and open about your project and help you succeed. But we want to do the same thing for these kind of lost prospects and lost friends. So, you know, it's not an overcomplicated process, but it is a process that takes time and it takes a commitment on your part, because it's hard, right? It's easy to call the person up who gives $1,000 every quarter forever, right? But that person who's not, it's a little bit tricky. So I would suggest that, you know, you kind of look at those lists, create a hierarchy of folks that you want to go see and what that time commitment will be, but then also share that with your team and your board or any senior volunteers that can help you get in. And I guess the last piece of advice, the nickel piece of advice, is to kind of suck it up and work the phone, right? Because it's just like, well, what do we say? What's going to happen if we don't ask somebody for a gift? I'm not going to give. So it's the same kind of thing. Pick up the phone, call that former friend, former donor, and say, hi, you know, it's been too long. Come on back in. And, you know, I would bet it's just that they haven't heard from somebody, or there's been something that was kind of, you know, bothering them, but they were too kind or too polite to reach out and tell you why. So that's what I would do.
So basically, the two takeaways that I'm getting are, talk it through with your board and your team and initiate. Those
Absolutely.
Are the two key players.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Appreciate
Pick
it.
Pick up the phone and make the call. No, Drew, we appreciate you being on, and hopefully I'll get to see you soon on my next trip to Northern California.
Look forward to it, David. Thank you.